Next, let's ride along on one of the most scenic commutes in this country. Morning Edition has been exploring the daily commute, and surely one of the best is the ride to a hospital on top of a mountain in Portland, Oregon. NPR's Jane Greenhalgh takes a ride on the aerial tram.
Ladies and gentlemen, watch your balance as we pull away.
Doctors in white coats, students with stethoscopes, patients clutching cups of coffee are all gliding almost noiselessly 500 feet up in the air.
As we pass the tower, we will swing. Watch your balance.
It's a gleaming silver gondola, Portland's aerial tram, connecting the south waterfront down near the river to the Oregon Health and Science University on the top of Markham Hill. For nurse Sarah Hone, it's changed her commute.
I love it. I can't remember a time without it.
On a bad day, the trek up the hill on a windy two-lane road could take up to 45 minutes. Now it's a three-minute SkyTram ride with beautiful views of the city. A
couple of very light taps on the guides as we move into the dock.
Good morning.
One of the passengers this morning is Mark Williams, Vice President of Campus Development.
OHSU, through somewhat of an accident of history, wound up being built on Markham Hill, which is essentially the top of a mountain.
The story goes that some guy from the railroad bought the land without looking at it first. The hospital started small 125 years ago, but now it's grown to be a huge enterprise. It's the only academic medical center in Oregon and the largest employer in Portland.
We have slowly but surely occupied this entire mountaintop. We are essentially landlocked and capped. We can't build anything new to meet any new demand until we knock something else down.
And there's no place to park. But down at the bottom of the hill, just on the other side of Interstate 5, is a big swath of flatland, perfect for parking and for the medical center's expansion. All they needed was a quick way to get people up and down.
We can't function having a brain surgeon spend 45 minutes in traffic and call that a viable campus to get from one place to another.
They considered a streetcar, a dedicated express bus lane, even a tunnel. But William says by far the best option was the SkyTram, which opened in 2007. It's linked to the city and surrounding suburbs by an extensive public transportation system. The city streetcar stops just feet from the tram, so commuters have several ways to get here. They can drive and park, take the light rail to the streetcar, walk or bike.
Hey, how's it going?
And for cyclists, there's free valet parking, run by Kyle Johnson.
Got you. Thanks.
Johnson has already parked 170 bikes this morning. Neuroscience student Nora Hammack is one of his customers.
Well, it's the best. I mean, it's so lovely to be able to ride up and drop my bike off. It's safe and dry the whole time, and I get a free ride to work in, like, one of the most unique transportation systems.
And the best thing for patients and anyone who works on the hill, the SkyTram ride is free.
Everyone, have a good day.
For NPR News, I'm Jane Greenhalgh.
Now, we heard that story as NPR explores some trends and innovations in commuting. See what we're finding and share your experiences at npr.org and on Twitter using the hashtag NPRCommute.